Newfoundland is known for many things. Its beautiful landscape, wicked winds, and a growing opioid crisis. Opioids are not new to Canada. British Columbia has been suffering an opioid crisis for the past 6 years, and the future doesn't seem any brighter. It's no wonder that the BC government established safe injection sites, zones where intravenous drug users can pick up gear and be monitored by healthcare professionals while taking their drugs. Safe injection sites are slowly moving east. There are 3 in Montreal and 0 in Atlantic Canada. In November, the provincial government here proposed to track prescription drugs in order to monitor drugs in circulation. But they did not mention safe injection sites. Why is that? One word, stigma. Jared Yetman, the executive director of SWAP, says that safer injection sites are about harm reduction and not encouraging drug use.
Actually, SWAP stands for the Safe Works Access Program. It's a provincially, it's a harm reduction program for intravenous drug users that is funded by the Provincial Department of Health and Social Services. And the goal behind the harm reduction program is to decrease the spread of HIV and hepatitis C.
SWAP is a program ran by the AIDS Committee of Newfoundland and Labrador. It's all about harm reduction. And guess what? They come to you. That's right. SWAP uses a mobile approach to supply drug users with clean needles. Yetman says this is because many people don't have access to them.
So basically, both of these offices have the outreach vans.
I see.
And these outreach vans go out in the evening and provide needles to people who cannot otherwise get access to them, either because they're homeless, or because they're afraid to come to a set site. And basically, all people have to do is call our mobile unit, and our mobile unit will deliver the supplies to wherever they're at.
SWAP isn't the only organization in town that wants to make drugs safer. SHOP is ran by St. John's Status of Women Council, and it's focused on providing resources to sex workers, including safe drug equipment. Heather Jarvis, the program coordinator of SHOP, says,
"But we want to make sure there are services available to everybody, especially groups of people who are often marginalized, and drug users are definitely a highly marginalized group of people."
Yetman says that education is the best way to break the chain of ignorance.
I think, you know, basically what we really need to start doing is educating the public, starting in school. We do not have a good mental health strategy in the province, and we do not have an addiction strategy in the province. So these are a number of things that all have to happen at the same time if we're going to make an impact on helping and assisting people into rehabilitation.
I'm Rebecca Blake for Kicker News.